if you want to do something or not do something. Because how are you going to feel after it, right? You're going to eat some ice cream now, feel great, and then feel after it sucks. Or, I don't know, you're going to do something, feel great while doing it, and then after it, it's going to suck. So, part of the thing is, when you do something, think about how you're going to feel after it long term. Are you going to really enjoy that you did it, or are you going to feel bad that you did it? I mean, it's the same thing with, like, smoking, drinking, that type of thing. How do you feel after? And if the answer is not that great, or you're punching yourself in the face, then maybe you shouldn't do it. Now, here's the 10x rule. 10x rule says 10 times the amount of thoughts that other people have, and 10 times the amount of action people do. It's a pretty simple rule of life, but if you follow it, you're pretty much gonna increase your odds of success. A lot of people, when they set a goal that's far away, they either and they don't come close to it, they either change the finish line to bring it closer to the goal, or they work harder. And the thing is, there's no goal that's unattainable with the right amount of effort, discipline, right actions, right people, and right resources. And part of being exceptional is to do stuff that normal people won't do. And that just goes by putting more work, putting more effort, and remembering that your next success is much, much more important than your last success. You can't cling on to the last success. You just have to focus on the next one. Each and every time. It's like your breath. Your next breath is much more important than your last breath. Every time. And success is something that you have to go all out on. You can't be mediocre. Because if you're mediocre with it, it's going to feel awful. Because you're not going to get the rewards you want. You're going to put in some effort, not get the rewards, and you're going to be mediocre, and it's not going to be worth your while. For approximately a little bit more effort, you could get drastically more rewards, and then it won't start feeling like work. So instead of working 40 hours, work 140 hours, you know? Work harder than everyone else and get a better reward than anyone else. A lot of times you're just competing with others, but it's about dominating. It's about being the best. It's about conquering against all odds. There's going to be some turmoil that's preventing you from achieving your goals. Goals are going to get stretched out. It's going to take a long time, but it's about doing it well. Anyway, so today I screwed up, but I'm back on track now, hopefully. I don't know. Well, that's it for today's podcast.